Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we like to do. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about some new research on overreactive immune system cells that they think may be causing allergies, including asthma. So we're going to talk about that. And then we may get into some herbs that lower the mortality rate. And also we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up in prayer. Hope you are too. Seeing the Lord's face and hitting the knees. That's what I'm doing. And today's devotional puts us in 2 Samuel 22, where it says, "As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him." Amen. I'll take it, right? Be my shield and buckler. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. I'll take that too. That's what I pray for, and I hope you will too. And, you know, mind the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, according to researchers at the University of Manchester Dental School in the UK, they say the whitening, over-the-counting tooth whitening products, they say are damaging tooth enamel and make your teeth more sensitive. So they said the European regulators over there keep the bleaching agent hydrogen peroxide out of the home tooth whitening treatments that you're sold over the counter. And so what they're using is products with sodium chloride and sodium carbonate peroxide, which causes more damage to the tooth enamel. According to the British drug stores, they tested five different products. And this is University of Manchester. They went to the drugstore and got five different products that are for whitening. And they noticed a significant reduction in hardness along with substantial surface damage. They tested these products on extracted teeth, you know. So be careful out there with your over-the-counter stuff. Also, moving along in the quack report, I thought this was interesting. This is Denver professor of economics, Andrew Friedson. He says that a medically unnecessary ambulance rises have soared since the Affordable Care Act was put into place. He said patients bear smaller portions of the cost of an ambulance ride in less emergency situations. In other words, dispatches say that they are taking people to an ambulance rides for abrasions, muscle strains, those things, very minor, have gone up 37% in 1 month. So, and the reason is, you know, if you're like in New York, let's say you're in New York, right? An ambulance ride, if you're on Medicaid, you're out of pocket for the ambulance ride, it's only $3. But if you have to pay for an Uber to get to the hospital, it's going to be more expensive. So that's what they're doing. I twisted my ankle and they call an ambulance. And you know, guess who eats that eventually? A whole of society. All right. Let's last but not least in the Quack Report. New study sheds light on, overworked nurses. This is out of San Antonio, Texas. This was all, the findings were presented at the Sleep 2019 conference. Associated Professor of Sleep Societies hosted it. And they say nurses are suffering from insomnia. About 1 in 8 are taking also medicines to keep them awake during their shift. This is a study by the University of Oklahoma Health Science Center in Oklahoma. And they said that healthcare professionals are forced to work long, stressful shifts. And their latest work reveals 31% of your nurses show symptoms of consistent chronic insomnia. Not good, because you make mistakes when you're tired. And so they're not getting, you know, the hospitals are trying to, you know, cut money and skeleton shift. They're running around more, don't sleep in, stressed out. So this is what happens. So careful. Be careful if you're in the hospital. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the research about overreactive immune system causing allergies and things like asthma. Because if you think about it, asthma, it's really an epidemic. It's a very chronic disease. It affects by 17%, like 20 million of the U.S. population. And research that was recently done in Stockholm, Sweden, stated overreactive immune system cells create inflammation and asthma in the airway. So the research was published in the June 2019 journal Immunity. So we're going to take a look at this, at, you know, what may be influencing the asthma epidemic. What is creating the immune system to cause this inflammation? So the human immune system has what we call T cells. These are antibody cells. These are the ones that go out and kill the infection. So the Swedish researchers determined that it is the Th-2 cell that's involved with regard to asthma. So the research team looked at these immune cells using RNA sequencing analysis, and they stated your T cells reach the lungs through the lymphatic glands, and there they receive a signal and they get switched on in the production of creating inflammatory substances like cytokines and interleukin. And they give them numbers 5 and 13, substance numbers for that. So these substances, they say, trigger asthma symptoms. Therefore, scientists are looking for the genes that are activated in asthma conditions, because then they want to, you know, create some sort of treatment that shuts them off. Here is a quote from Jonathan Coquette. He's the Department of Microbiology, Cell Biology at Karolinska Institute in Sweden. He says, we plan to systematically test the importance of the hundreds of expressed genes in order to find those that trigger or prevent the development of the disease. So, yeah, get ready for that. He goes on to say, our observation is that T cells change over time and seem to undergo a reprogramming in the lungs that produce high inflammatory conditions, end of quote. Reprogramming, huh? We're going to get into that on the other side of this break, so don't go anywhere.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're talking about this new research on the overreactive issues regarding your immune system causing allergies. So what may be influencing this overproduction of these strong substances in the immune system? Well, according to the Children and Asthma Organization, it is the childhood vaccines, which contain certain additives and ingredients, which is reprogramming the immune system. So they're kind of tinkering with the immune system mechanics, if you know what I mean. Science has actually been researching the human immune system to find ways to heavily influence it. And currently in the United States, 1 in 10 children suffer from asthma. One ingredient often included in your childhood vaccines is a yeast protein, and it's known to cause breathing problems. Now, of course, science says we filter that yeast out, you know, when we purified the serum, but enough of it remains. So the vaccines containing approximately 1 milligram to 5 milligrams of yeast are your HIV vaccine, which is an influenza B type vaccine, and then also your hepatitis B vaccine, and then a vaccine called Pediatric vaccine, which is a combination of the HEP B vaccine, your DPT, and your polio. So then also the Twinrix, it's an adult vaccine for hepatitis A and B, and then also your papilloma HPV vaccine, all tend to have the yeast in there. Here is a quote from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. They say, the antigen used in the yeast recombatant vaccine, such as hepatitis B, is derived from a culture of common baker's yeast, and quantities of the yeast protein exist within the vaccine serums. The vaccine prepared in yeast can induce allergic reactions to yeast proteins, such as vaccines produced with an anti-yeast IgG antibody immune cell. End of quote. So apparently the immune system produces this yeast antibody. All right, so the vaccines, if you go to vaccinesafety.edu, okay, if you go there, you can check out their website. They have a list of ingredients and their quantities that you will find in many of these vaccines, not just the childhood vaccines. And so you can check it out there. If you are on the newsletter list from thepowerherbs.com, you would get the hot link and go check it out for yourself. So do sign up for the newsletter so you get helpful information like this you can check out and be informed. You go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. Also, this is a quote from Heidi White. She's a pharmacist. Also, she did some research and got published. It was called Linking HIV Vaccination to Asthma, and this was back in 1992. She says, quote, a nasal HIV vaccine has been shown to stimulate the TH1 and the TH2 cells in mice. If the TH2 side of the immune system is overstimulated, this can increase the risk of allergies and asthma. Mm. And of course, you know, they put all those adjuvants in the vaccines now, supposedly telling us to, you know, heighten, stimulate and heighten the immune system. So this is what they're doing. All right. Now, the law firm called Lauren DeMeisel and Associates, they did a study using the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System database. They wanted to find out how many children react adversely to vaccines containing yeast. So the problem they found was that the hepatitis B vaccine, which is often given to infants at the same time as the HIV influenza B vaccine, and both of those contain yeast, both of those vaccines. So they discovered there was this twofold magnitude in allergy and asthma generated when this occurred. So, you know, and if attorneys can find this, why can't your, you know, pediatrician find this? Now, a study by Dr. David Phillips titled Do DPT and Tetanus Vaccines Cause Asthma? This appeared in the PubMed 2000 issue, and it revealed that even the vaccines not containing yeast cause allergies and asthma. Here's a quote from Dr. David Phillips. He says, a child who has had a DPT vaccination is 50% more likely to experience severe allergic reactions and over 80% are susceptible to sinusitis. They are also twice as likely to suffer from asthma, end of quote. And then here is a quote from Dr. Hurwitz Morgenstein at UCLA School of Public Health Department of Epidemiology. This was published in PubMD Journal of 2000. He says, the odds of having a history of asthma was twice as great among vaccinated subjects than among unvaccinated subjects. So there's a correlation there. Now, there was also this report in 1997. It was published in the Pulse magazine, and it stated that whooping cough vaccine increased the likelihood of hay fever, eczema, and asthma by 50%. A report by Dr. Julian Hopkin of Churchill Hospital in Oxford said his research showed the pertussis vaccine and antibiotic use within the first 2 years of a child's life increases their risk of severe allergies of asthma, hay fever, and eczema. And this is a quote from Lawrence Haberman. He's a medical gastroenterologist in San Antonio, Texas. He said, in the 19th century, hay fever, allergic rhinitis, and asthma were rare compared to today. The rise in allergies over the past 30 years has been threefold. The rise in allergies is not seen in underdeveloped countries. Well, you know, think about it. In underdeveloped countries, you know, kids play outside in the dirt. You know, they're exposed to a lot of pathogens. Their immune system's working naturally, the natural way, whereas in our, you know, civilized, industrialized world, we use artificial infections through vaccines. We sanitize everything. And the kids don't get to be exposed to a lot of the farmyard type of pathogens. All right, here, there has also been a lot of debate now over the question, you know, do the vaccines cause asthma? Do they cause allergies? Well, here, I want to read you this quote by scientists at Johns Hopkins Medical Institute. This is what they said. This appeared in the March 26, 2001 Journal of Human Trials of, the Journal of Science Daily, and the title was Human Trials of New Vaccine Technique. And they said this, quote, for years, efforts to develop improved vaccines for asthma and allergies have been thwarted because the vaccines themselves often cause the very symptoms a person is trying to avoid. And in some of these vaccines, however, they contain antigen so strong that even in smaller doses, they cause an allergic reaction that can be severe and even life-threatening. end of quote. And it's so true, because this is why, you know, even if you're getting allergy shots that are supposed to be tailor-made to you, you're supposed to hang around at the doctor's office for about a half an hour, because you could go into respiratory arrest, you know, kind of a shock from the vaccine, because they're so strong. All right, here's also a quote from Dr. Young Jun. He's a medical doctor at Mayo Clinic Children's Research Center, and this appeared in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, December 28, 2015. And he says adults with asthma are 70% higher risk of developing shingles. We think asthma may suppress adaptive immunity and increase risk of shingles, end of quote. Well, adaptogen cells of the immune system, that's a normal type of cell the immune system works with. So if your vaccines are suppressing that, that's bad. And it's, you know, they're suppressing immune function. That's bad. So what we're actually coming to find is that in much of the immune system research, you know, the scientists are kind of working off a best guess. And in most cases, they're working off maybe old clinical research that has been misguided. So then the flaw is then carried forward in the new trials. So what we also see is that vaccines have not eradicated disease, but really is creating disease by rewiring the immune system response. So the real reason for adjuvants is really not to help the immune system create antibodies, but it's to overstimulate the immune system so it malfunctions, creating abnormal cells. So the proper antibodies are going to be created by a healthy immune system when it has a natural fever, 101 Fahrenheit, and it doesn't establish rogue cells like your IgG antibodies. These are really created by vaccines, and they're rogue cells that will cause dysfunction and disease. So the immune system is being weaponized to cause massive inflammatory diseases. So always remember, a vaccine is an artificial infection and is really an assault on the body. And scientific medicine has already admitted they do not understand enough about the immune system, but that doesn't stop them from manipulating it, which is, I think, scary. So, you know, one way to create a healthy and powerful immune system is to have a healthy diet, use your immune support herbs, and detox your system. So when you cleanse the organs, which filter out your toxins, you're going to help remove metabolic stumbling blocks that hinder regeneration and healing. So cleanse and nourish your body, because it reacts to what you put into it. Herbs can also help with conditions such as asthma and shingles. Now, one herb I like to use to dilate the bronchial to make breathing easier is lobelia. You're going to find this herb in the relaxation formula made by Apothecary Herbs. Most herb companies don't want to mess with it because you have to age it in two different catalysts. I also like the Shingles Be Gone product that they have to reduce the severity and duration of the shingles outbreak. They also have a lot of immune system and organ cleansing products there, so check them out. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. It's where healthcare options just became endless. Don't forget, 4th of July sale. You can save 20% now through the 4th. So we got to take a break. More on the other side. Be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Karen Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about some herbs that help lower the mortality rate. It's going to be good. And just before we start that, though, just to remind you that if you're thinking about, you know, doing some cleansing and immune boosting to help your system out, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have that 4th of July sale going on. So it's 20% off orders of $50 or more now through July 4th. So do jump in on that at thepowerherbs.com. Details are on the homepage. There is a code to use, and it's for the number 4 and the word July, 4 July. You can use it over the phone, the code, as well on an order. Just mention you want the discount. And if you're going to mail in an order, do write it on your order form and get it postmarked before the 4th, and it'd be good to go. Okay, so we're going to talk about some recent research that was published in 2017 in the Journal of Public Library of Science. And there were also some reasons why we should look at these herbs to include in our diet, because not only do they supposedly reduce our mortality rate, but they also help us live better, more vital lives. So I was made aware of this journal article by one of the newsletter readers. So yes, sign up for the newsletters. They are going to be empowering information that we email to you each and every week. So there's two newsletters at thepowerherbs.com under the newsletters tab, books and newsletters. Click there. And there's the American Survival and Health Quest. And you can sign them up for both if you want, because there's no subscription fee, but they will give you great information. So one of the newsletter readers, kind of turned me on to this article in a journal. And I wanted to thank her for that. And it was a significant study. And it does prove, you know, our Creator God knows what's good for us. And it also provided for us a lot of nutritional information that help us heal and sustain our bodies. So we're going to take a look at this because, you know, a lot of times these journal articles don't have a whole lot of nutritional information in them. It's mostly about drug studies. So let's first back up and talk a little bit about spice and the history of some spices. One in particular is your chili peppers. They've been around for thousands of years. Often they've been used for culinary spices to improve the taste of foods, especially if the foods had started to spoil. So before refrigeration, you know, food would go rancid quickly. So they used a lot of spices to mask that unpleasant taste. So spices like your chili peppers, garlic, ginger, cloves, all these things had a dual purpose. They were, you know, to help you get, you know, the food down there, but also it was medicine. They used it as medicine. The ancient writings of Hippocrates and Galen also said how the herbs, they observed how much benefits they give the human body. So science has really studied a lot of the spices and herbs, and they have determined they do contain what are called bioactive compounds. And in the case of your chili peppers, they tend to release or remove fluids from the body. So the hotter the pepper, the more it moves fluids, blood, mucus, and water through the system. So when you want to move things, because when you get a stagnation in an area of the body, this is where disease gets foothold. So you got to keep things moving. So they long have known, the ancients long have known, if they wanted to improve circulation and to remove blockages and to remove mucus and inhibit things like fungus and other pathogenic bacteria, they used a lot of hot chili peppers. They also said it was protection against some diseases, and they wrote it protected you from a lot of what we know today as cardiovascular disease, blood pressure problems, cholesterol problems, obesity problems, diabetes. So a lot of metabolic functions were improved when we had some hot chilies. So they discovered chili peppers do have antioxidants in them as well, and this reduces inflammation. So if we're suffering from inflammatory types of diseases like allergies and asthma and things, we want to reduce that inflammation so we can tap into some of these spices. Now, of course, the ancients already knew that, and they would often pair your chili peppers with ginger, which is another type of an anti-inflammatory herb. They would use it for severe painful conditions. Let me get like rheumatoid arthritis, gout, trauma injuries. So they would use the peppers and the chili peppers and the ginger to help remove that inflammation and tenderness from trauma. Now, some Chinese research, the Asians are big fans, huge fans of herbs and spices. And they also did some analysis on your chili peppers. They say it offers you protection from cancer. So they showed that there is this protection from other conditions like heart disease. We mentioned respiratory diseases, asthma. And the secret, they said, to using these spices is to incorporate them early into your lifestyle before the illness develops. That will give you greater resistance, okay? So, of course, you know, some cultures will consume more herbs and spices than others, and cultural studies have proven that significant amounts of these types of herbs and spices should be consistently used as a prevention for disease, okay? So it's a lifestyle. You're using it as a lifestyle. Let's mention this one study. There has been some scientific evidence in the last, let's say, 100 years that actually promotes the life-saving benefit of chili peppers. A study involved this collaborative work from the National Health and National Examination Survey, and this information, they sampled about, a couple hundred U.S. adults from 1988 to 1994. So, and what they also did is they took information from the National Death Index. They used that too, the census that they use. And the question asked was if the consumption of chili peppers lowered the risk of mortality. And what they concluded was that those who did consume chili peppers lowered their mortality risk by about 12 to 13% over those that did not eat the chili peppers. And according to this study, that those who do eat chili peppers were young, usually white or Mexican-American males. They were married. They also drank alcohol. They did smoke. But they did eat more vegetables than they did meat. And this lowered their LDL or bad cholesterol. And also these people tend to also be in a lower income bracket and education bracket. So, you know, meat's expensive. So, you know, you're usually filling your plate with rice and beans and some other things. So according to the research, this little segment of America, the American public who eats chili peppers has a, quote, 13% lower hazard of death. Their mortality rate dropped 13% compared to those who don't eat that way. So the research did confirm some other things from different populations, and that all got published in the British Medical Journal of August 2015. And the title of the article was Consumption of Spicy Foods and Mortality. So the message being promoted here is that some of this research people are doing offers people information to give them power to live longer just based on lifestyle changes. So this lifestyle would include, you know, anything that they're seeking and putting in the body, the medicine you use, you know, the foods and water you drink, your job, your any toxic exposures. So there's obvious metabolic stimulation that we get that we really aren't probably considering and the cumulative effect thereof. So consider that. They also found that chili peppers stimulate the metabolic system. So they inhibit the deadly effects that other diseases could bring. Like, you're less likely to become obese and be a diabetic if you're, they're saying, eating these types of spices. So the beauty of this natural medicine report is you most likely won't need a lot of modern medicine prescription drugs down the road if you're, you know, using some of these life-saving spices. So it's a good thing. Also, the University of Vermont did a study at a Lerner College of Medicine regarding chili peppers and the mortality rate confirmed. And this is what they said. Because our study adds to the generalized ability of previous findings, chili peppers or even spicy food consumption may become a dietary recommendation and fuel for the further research in the form of clinical trials, end of quote. So they're saying, hey, this is something here. We need to look into it further and maybe find out what's in the chili peppers and we can make a drug out of it. That's pretty much how they react. What are some of the other benefits? Well, chili peppers also help protect the digestive tract from things like ulcers and chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, constipation, and other types of digestive disorders. So the peppers are also a great help, not a hindrance, but a help to other medicinal herbs. So it pairs well with other herbs you may be using. It's kind of like the transport apparatus the cayenne is, the pepper is, taking the other herbs around the system quickly. So it's a circulatory aid. The hotter the chili, the more blood you can move around the body. So they do improve circulation and act like a transport, and they assist the body in assimilating other nutrients to enhance your digestion of food. So the ancient civilizations of the world that had access to chili peppers, such as Mexico, South America, Africa, West Indies, and Europe, used the peppers for a variety of conditions. They would use it for arthritis, female reproduction disorders, infection, heart problems, as a laxative, as a diuretic, as an ulcer aid, thyroid to purge toxins, for respiratory disorders like asthma, as well as overall tonics, athletic stimulation, and wound treatment. So, you know, who said the ancients, you know, weren't, you know, sophisticated? They obviously, you know, passed down things that worked. Who passes down information that doesn't work? Come on. All right. So how do the peppers do all that and help us out? Well, the component in your chili peppers and most of your hot peppers will contain antibacterial oils and alkaloids. They also have counter irritants in them for your mucous membranes. They'll also numb nerve endings for pain. They also have a diaphoretic action, which means it removes toxins through sweat glands in your kidneys and out through urine. It's an antispasmodic, as well as a dilation of your capillaries, you know, like a vasodilator, and high in vitamin A, B, C, and ethereal cells of mucous membranes, you know, helps those out, and as well as high zinc for immune system support. Ooh, I'm late. We got to take a little break. And on the other side, a little bit more. Be right back.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we are talking about some natural things that lower the mortality rate. But you know, before we get back to that, Magical Engineer Frank says somebody called the studio and had a question for your herbalist here. And this is Jack. Jack asks, he's got a friend that's in a lot of pain, been recommended that he get a knee replacement, but would like the non-surgical alternative to that. Well, Jack, I cannot give medical advice, but if I had a lot of pain and had been diagnosed to and suggested that I get a knee replacement, I would at first attempt to lower the inflammation and the pain threshold, and then I would also work on trying to rebuild the connective tissues. So, willow bark and meadow sweet is what I typically use for inflammation and pain. And if you're looking for that in a liquid form, Apothecary Herbs has that in regular and extra strength. And then for rebuilding the connective tissues, tendons, ligaments, joints, bone, I like to use plant-based calcium-rich plants, herbs especially, in a concentrate. And the reason is the body likes calcium with boron and magnesium as a regulatory uptake and management of the calcium, so it gets put where it's supposed to be. And so you find that in plants, but not animal calcium. Okay. So you got to have boron and magnesium if the body's going to use the calcium. And calcium is used for not only bones and all your connective tissues, your skin, muscles, and also your immune system. So calcium's a big deal. But the body prefers the plant-based calcium because of the chemistry of 2-to-1 ratio. You always see this. If you're looking at foods with calcium, green leafy vegetables, oranges, or herbs, always the same chemistry. 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium. Guess whose chemistry that is? That's God's chemistry. So he seems to know a little bit about what we need. So it's a gentler way of infusing the calcium into the system so it can be utilized properly. So calcium formula, plant-based, if you're looking for that, people at Apothecary Herbs have that as well. It's so strong, you use it every other day. Okay, so check it out. If you got more questions, you can send me an email, jackwendyw@thepowerherbs.com. But that's what I would do if I was in a situation of pain and needing to repair joint. That's what I would do. All right, moving along. Thanks for the question, Jack, though. Appreciate it. Moving along, we're going to talk about some of the trade routes because, you know, the trade routes in the ancient world were the routes that would, you know, flush areas of, you know, rich with herbs and spices. So the ancient world, that they had a lot of precious cargo, and it was very expensive. Spices were not cheap. According to the Smithsonian Institute, the civilization and trade of chili peppers goes back thousands of years in the area of the world called the Americas. So chili peppers, hey, if you want some Indian wampum, you know, something to trade with, have chili pepper seeds. You know, don't just coffee, but, you know, chili peppers. So they were claiming, the researchers were claiming that when they analyzed starch grains, they were able to trace the history of these cultivated chili peppers in America, and it predates the invention of pottery. So their findings were published in the February 2007 issue of Science, and the Smithsonian says when European settlers arrived in America, that the chili pepper was abundant. So if you are, you know, into archaeology, the Smithsonian holds the largest collection of microscopic plant remains. So according to them, when you sort plant remains at a dig site, you can get a timeline of the past. And this is how they discovered that chili peppers were traded like currency as people traveled about the world. They also could also distinguish the difference between the wild and the cultivated peppers due to the starch signature. And they also said that there were where you find cultivated chili peppers, you also find corn. It was another grain that they grew. So this offers kind of the ancient pattern of food and farming practices. So the oldest site they excavated revealing chili peppers was in Ecuador. As in other sites, the ancients also, they cultivated what they would find at these ancient sites is arrowroot, a type of sweet corn called lirin, yucca, squash, beans, palm fruit, and yams. Okay, typically what they grew, cultivated. So for those of you out there that like spicy foods, the chili peppers, it's kind of a welcome taste. And according to a lot of research out there, like at Pennsylvania State University, people that have outgoing personalities, they say gravitate to hot spices, which according to Pew Research Center, that's about 24% of the population. So, you know, it just depends. Some people are pretty hardy about it. They can take really hot ones. Now, I will say this. If you're thinking, oh, chili, I'll just go down to the store and get some next time I'm in the spice aisle. That chili isn't hot enough. That's about 10,000 Scoville heat units. If you want to move blood and mucus and really get a therapeutic medicinal effect, we need a hotter pepper. We need a higher Scoville heat unit. So we're not even thinking jalapeno. We're thinking habanero. Okay, 250,000 Scoville heat units and up is what we're needing. And you're going, oh, my word, is she serious? And I'm like, yeah, I am. Sometimes, you know, you can just take liquid forms of that type of chili pepper and you can stick it in tomato juice. And the enzymes in tomato cool the hot taste but doesn't diminish the power. So you can kind of get jazz up your tomato juice, your V8 or whatever you're drinking, and still get the medicinal effects without, you know, feeling so very hot in the mouth. That's the way you can do it. All right, so I often get calls from people complaining about how hot some of these peppers are that, you know, that they hear about. A brand in particular, people have heard about heart drops. So when they try the heart drops, you know, they get confused. They think the power herbs is the power hour. And they sell, the power hour sells the heart drops. So they call over here and, well, we don't sell heart drops. We have a heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. And they go, yeah. And how is it good? And we go, it's excellent. It's a professional strength formula. So then they say, well, I want to try that. So when they do try that, they call back usually and say, hey, you know, that blue heart drop's way out of the water, you know. And yeah, we tend to know that. So most people, if you still have trouble with hot, spicy, what you can do is get empty veggie caps. And then put your liquid dose in the veggie cap and take it. Don't make them ahead because they would dissolve the cap. But that's a way of, you know, getting past the taste buds in the mouth if you don't like the hot stuff. All right. So most people tend to be able to tolerate the hot, spicy stuff. But if you're more sensitive, try the veggie cap solution. So if you are looking at some of the formulas at the apothecary herb store at thepowerherbs.com, or if you're in the catalog looking there, there are formulas that do have hot spicy circulatory herbs. Hot and spicy circulatory herbs would be the heart and cholesterol blood pressure formula. They also have a circulation formula. Formulas in their heart attack pack, their Echinacea Deluxe Sinus formula, their brain concentrate for memory is also there. Frank has a question, interrupts me here. Doesn't hot and spicy damage your stomach's lining? No, I mean, if until you get used to hot and spicy stuff, you may want to dilute it, like I mentioned, or put it in a gel cap. But you do get used to the hot and spicy. But no, it doesn't damage the lining of your stomach. The thing I recommend, though, is if you're going to be using a gel cap scenario, get a little spice. Maybe it's Texas Pete or the hottest salsa you can stand, and put a little bit of that on your tongue. And then take your veggie cap full of your liquid, because your salivary glands will send a chemical signal to the stomach to prepare for that gel cap when it dissolves and opens up. So it's not so much of a shock to the stomach. Well, I'm sorry that wasn't what you're going for there, Frank, but that's my answer. All right. Well, okay, so some of the other things that you'll find with the folks at Apothecary Herbs that have some hot spice is their all-in-one tonic, their bowel cleanse formula A, their blood cleanse, their skin poultice, their herbal eye wash, the liquid stitches, and their adrenal gland formula. It's not going to, you know, send you to the emergency room. It's not, you know, corrosive that way, Frank. Okay. It's hot, spicy chili. And, if you want to move fluids, if you want to power of this spice, you got to go hotter. Now, if you're looking at onions, even Frank, if you're looking at onions, which do you think is hotter? Yellow, purple, or white? Which onion would you say would be the hottest tasting? Yes, you're right. It is the white. Yeah, the purple's more sweet. But if you want hot, and onion is cousin to the garlic, by the way. If you want hot, go with the white. I always go with the white when I'm making salsa or I'm steaming squash with onion in it. I always go with the white. I love the white. Some people have trouble even with onion, though, Frank. You know, it gives them a stomach ache. Sometimes they can't tolerate garlic. Some people have really sensitive digestive systems. And unfortunately, in some of those cases, you know, it's really hard to manage to get anything down them. Well, anyway, so try the spices. It's medical science is saying it reduces your mortality, and because it moves blood, and blood brings healing. Takes in oxygen and nutrients to the cells, and then takes away debris, you know, toxins. And so if you want to improve circulation, that's what you're improving all over the body is regeneration of the cells, which is a plus. And that lowers mortality according to science. That's cool. Well, I'm just about out of time. I hope you all have a blessed and safe 4th of July holiday out there. And do take advantage of the holiday sale at thepowerherbs.com and save 20% on your herbal formulas. Now through the 4th, use your discount code 4JULY on the web or over the phone or on your order form. If you have a blessed holiday, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.